But Sally isn't looking at him. That's the thing. Her beautiful face is turned away because she knows something. Gary has seen it before, countless times. People who are guilty of something think they can hide it by not looking you in the eye. They presume you can read their shame, that you can see in through their eyes to their very soul. And in a way, they're right.
I guess we're done, Gary says. Unless there's something you've suddenly thought of that I should know.
Nothing. Jillian grins and shrugs. Sally swallows, hard. Gary can practically feel how dry her throat is, how the pulse at the base of her neck is throbbing. He's not certain how far he would go to cover for someone. He's never been in the position before, and he doesn't like the feel of it. Yet here he is, standing in a stranger's kitchen in New York on a humid summer day, actually wondering if he could look the other way. And then he thinks about his grandfather walking to the courthouse to legally claim him on a day when it was 112 in the shade. The air started to sizzle. The mesquite in the Russian thistle burst into flame. But Sonny Hallett had thought to bring a container of cool spring water with him, and he wasn't even tired when he walked inside the courthouse. If you go against what you believe in, you're nothing anyway, so you might as well stick to your guns. Gary's going to fly home tomorrow and hand this case over to Arno. He can't even pretend it'll turn out all right, that Hawkins will surrender and Sally and her sister will be proven innocent of assisting a murder suspect, and Gary himself will start writing to Sally. If he did, perhaps she wouldn't be able to throw away his letters. She'd have to read each one again and again, exactly the way he did when hers was delivered. And before she knew it, she'd be lost. The way he seems to be at this very moment. Since none of this is going to happen, Gary nods and heads for the door. He's always known when to step aside and when to sit by the road and just wait for whatever was going to happen next. He saw a mountain lion one afternoon because he decided to sit down on the bumper of his truck and drink some water before changing a blown tire. The mountain lion came padding toward the asphalt as if it owned the road and everything else, and it took a good look at Gary, who had never before been grateful for a flat tire.
"I'll have the Oldsmobile picked up by Friday," Gary says now. But he doesn't look behind him until he's out on the porch. He doesn't know that Sally might easily have followed him if her sister hadn't pinched her and whispered for her to stay where she was. He doesn't know how badly this thing inside Sally's chest hurts her. But that's what happens when you're a liar, especially when you're telling the worst of these lies to yourself.
"Thanks a million," Jillian sings out. And by the time Gary turns to look behind him, there's nothing to see but the locked door.
This ends Disc 6.